94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I have two smiling faces in front of me. It's very rare that people are looking up smiling at me. So first of all, thank you.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be here today.
Yes, you guys, we have Jerry Price and also Autumn Lundy. Hi. Jerry, we were just going to do an interview between you and I, but we're dragging Autumn in.
We sure are.
So can you, first of all, Jerry, tell me who you're with and why you're actually here today?
Okay, great. I am a community outreach and development director for the YMCA of Southwest Michigan. That's my main hat. But the hat I'm wearing today is co-chair of the housing group for Michigan's Great Southwest Strategic Leadership Council.
Okay, so both of you are part of that program.
Yes, we are.
Please tell me what that even really means. What does that say? Say it one more time, who you're both with.
Michigan's Great Southwest Strategic Leadership Council.
Okay, I've never heard of it. What is it?
Oh, it is great. And you know what? And Autumn is so wonderful at explaining the concept. So I'll let Autumn field this question.
Autumn, step right up to the microphone. Don't be shy.
So Michigan's Great Southwest Strategic Leadership Council is a cross-sector group of leaders, about 100 leaders represented, 120 organizations. We have four cross-sector strategic focus areas under which we have 13 different working groups, one of which is housing. As Jerry said, he is our co-chair along with Jim Paul of the housing working group. And this small incremental development initiative is one of our new focuses.
Can you tell me, I guess this will help, what is your overall goal when you meet? What are you looking to do?
I think our overall goal is to move the region forward in those four key areas. We want to see population growth. We want to see housing across all affordability bands. We also want to see, the total vision, which is Michigan's Great Southwest as a vibrant and prosperous region to live, learn, and work.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Maybe I'm listening and I go, hey, I want to be involved with that. What do you have to do to get involved and learn more and how I can help?
So within each of our working groups, we have what we fondly refer to as subject matter experts. It depends on the initiative. Those things change quarter to quarter and year to year as we progress. Like Jerry said, our vision is actually a 10-year vision. So we're working toward a 2024 dream state, if you will. Mm-hmm. So these leaders are very capable of IDing the voices and the talent pool they need at the table.
Well, now I'm curious. What's your expertise?
Me? None. I think really for me, it's, how do we begin to lead differently? How do we begin to grow differently? And if we're going to compete in today's market, we need to ensure that we hear all voices, that we hear the voices of our business leaders, that we hear the voices of our youth that live in the community, and we hear the voices of all our stakeholders, and what they see as long-term progress for our region and area. So I'm not an expert, but I'm a great listener.
Hey, there you go. I mean, like you said, you listen. You're listening to what people want and need.
Yes.
And suggest. Okay, so kind of give me a little bit of background on that. Is there somewhere I can always learn more? Maybe a website or Facebook or?
The Leadership Council's website is www.drivegreatness.org.
Okay.
There's some nice high-level information there on all four of our major focus areas and contact information. That's the easiest way to request to learn more.
Fantastic. And then the real reason that you're here today, too, is actually the small-scale development seminar that we're going to talk about. What is that? Let's
yes.
start there.
Well, it sounds like a mouthful, but it is so easy to break down.
Okay.
The small-scale development seminar is a training process. Mm-hmm. In which we want to teach people who already live in our community, how do you reinvest? How do you grow your community? How do we create density? And how do we create housing across all affordability bands within our county?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it in a nutshell. You will learn how to invest and rebuild the community you already know and love.
These flyers that you handed me are beautiful. They give me everything and who, what, when, where, why. I would list them all off for you, but then I wouldn't need you here.
Yeah.
Here with the problem, you have that listed, housing affordability in Berrien County is just one of them, for example. My next question that I was going to actually give to you is, who can attend this? And right here, we have your target audience.
We are targeting a few sectors. First of all, anybody who has had even an idea of, you know, I may want to learn how to invest in property.
Yeah.
We definitely want you here. That could be you yourself. That could be your neighbor. That could be your son or daughter or coworker. We definitely want them involved.
Could it be to invest in property maybe for personal reasons, for building reasons, business reasons, whatever it may
exactly.
be?
Exactly.
Okay.
All of the above.
Okay.
So box D, check. All of the above. But then we also want to have a key focus on getting our public sector professionals there. So people who sit on local planning boards, zoning boards, county and city and village elected officials.
Yeah.
This is for all of them, too, to really look at the master plan you have. How do we build that master plan? How do mm-hmm. we get the community excited about doing that and identify potential investors in that? And then the third segment that we're really driving for is people in the nonprofit and in banking. Because once we have all of these folks excited about
together.
Building, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know, loan products.
It's networking. It's who do I know that can help make this possible
exactly.
in this area. Okay. How long is the seminar going to last?
This one, which is our first one, is a half a day. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m. November 30th, 2017. So next Thursday.
Yep.
And the seminar actually kicks off at 8 a.m. and goes to 1 p.m.
Okay. Not bad. What's the cost?
The cost is $75.
Okay.
So very minimal charge that goes to paying for the presenters that's coming in.
Paint a picture for me. What am I going to be able to learn that day? Who's going to speak? What kind of sessions? What are we going to go to?
So we are partnering with this national nonprofit called Incremental Developers Alliance.
Okay.
They are the industry leaders in this field. So you're going to come in and from start to finish, you will learn how to identify key properties. You will learn how to write a pro forma, which is the business model. How do you make money? All right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Banks will be very interested in that piece. And then you will learn how to look at mortgage loans differently. Most people think a mortgage loan is just for one single family home or one condo.
Mm-hmm.
This seminar would teach them that under the current rules, you could build a fourplex, which is a 4-unit small apartment building, or a cottage square, which is a total of 4 homes clustered together. That's considered one residential unit.
Got
under
it.
A 30-year mortgage plan.
Okay.
And nobody knows that. So we're here to inform them. So they're going to come out with a lot of information that they didn't come in with.
You would just open my mind for a million more questions, so thanks. But
okay, good.
I'm even thinking, too, I mean, maybe you are in real estate in this area, or maybe you're just wanting to learn more things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I don't think it'd be bad, again, like for anyone to go in and just attend this. It kind of opens your eyes a little bit and kind of makes you realize, wow, there's a lot of space here.
It does.
In Berry County.
It does. I mean, and even if you never thought about this as an area that you wanted to be a part of, once you begin hearing about it, it totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to do. Most people think you need millions of dollars to begin to invest, and you don't.
Yeah.
You just need a passion for it, armed with a little information that we're providing.
Can I ask you real quick, what is the goal here? Do we want to continue to have there more options for people already living in Berrien County going forward? Are we trying to move people here from out of town? All of the above?
Again, check D, all of the above. I think as we look long term, we want to make sure that we compete.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we compete with other larger markets.
And why can't we?
Well, I think there's not the availability of what we call missing middle housing. We have a lot of homes that are on that high end,
yeah.
and we have a concentration of subsidized housing. But we don't have that market that's for that missing middle housing. That's for your young college student that's coming home for their first job.
Mm-hmm.
That could be your parents who are empty nesters, and they want to downsize from that 4,000 square foot home
yes.
into a smaller home. We don't have a large stock of those products. So this is what we're trying to attract.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to give people options in living, which makes our area more attractive, which brings in more people and
yeah.
keeps people from leaving.
Exactly.
So it's almost like a trifecta
more
that we're hitting all
of
those things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. This is really cool. You have intrigued me enough I want to invite you back and learn more as you guys progress through the future and hold seminars like this.
Anytime.
Yeah. So come back. Really though, if this intrigued you at all, like it has me, keep in mind that next week, the small small scale development seminar is happening. We didn't say where. Hilton Garden. Duh.
Hilton Garden Inn. Be there.
They're going to feed you.
Yeah. So be there or be square next Thursday.
So we have $75. That's how much it costs. It looks like doors open and registration is at 7:30. Can I get registered at the door or should I do it now?
You can do it now.
Okay.
We actually have a website that you can go to. I'll let Autumn give you that website.
The registration link is incrementaldevelopment.org/events/Benton Harbor 2017. That'll give you instructions on how to register for the seminar, and then we will see you at the door.
I'm going to read that one more time. It's incrementaldevelopment.org/events/Benton Harbor 2017. I will podcast this today, and that will be in the body of the podcast. How about that? So this is going to happen again next week, and just to give you a setup, next Thursday, 7:30, yes, doors open, 8 o'clock sessions begin, and then they will feed you lunch, and you'll be out of there by 1.
That sounds it.
Very good. I could seriously sit here and talk to you forever, Jerry. You're great.
Oh, well, thank you. I think you are, too.
Very smart. And you have a lot of information that I think a lot of people would benefit from chatting with you. And even if you go and attend this, you could probably, will you be there?
Yes, I will.
We can meet Jerry and you can meet Autumn. And you can ask them questions. You guys have been great. And then overall, is just a website where I can learn more. Again, can you tell me what that is, Autumn?
The Leadership Council's website is drivegreatness.org. We also have a LinkedIn page for our organization.
Okay, very good. Thanks for joining me today, and have a good weekend.
Thanks for having us.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.